When you begin a wedding officiant practice, one of the most important questions you can ask is simple. Who is this ministry for? That question may sound obvious, but many officiants skip it. They become ordained. They are willing to serve. They tell people, "I can officiate weddings," but they have not yet prayerfully considered the actual field God may be placing in front of them. A wedding officiant practice is not just a general availability to perform ceremonies, it is a local ministry presence. It serves real couples, real families, real communities, and real covenant moments. So before you build a public description, talk to churches, contact venues, or create a process for inquiries, begin with discernment. Who are the couples you are most likely called to serve? Some officiants may serve young engaged couples preparing for a first marriage. Others may serve couples who are returning to faith and want a Christian ceremony even though they are not currently connected to a church. Some may serve blended families. Some may serve couples in rural communities where few ministers are available. Others may serve through a church, a soul center, or an independent community-facing practice. This does not mean you must become narrow or exclusive in an unhealthy way. It means you should become clear. Clarity helps you serve with wisdom. For example, if your practice is mainly designed to serve Christian couples who want a biblically grounded wedding, you can say that clearly and kindly. If your practice is designed to help couples move from ceremony planning into Christian marriage growth, you can explain that. If your practice includes remarriage discernment conversations, you can name that carefully while also clarifying your limits. A faithful wedding officiant does not need to serve every possible wedding request. Some ceremonies may fit your calling, training, conviction, and ordination. Some may require referral. Some may need more pastoral care before moving forward. Some may involve civil or relational complications that require the couple to seek legal, pastoral, or counseling help before the officiant can responsibly proceed. That is why finding your field matters. In Scripture, ministry is often local and relational. Shepherds know the flock. Elders know the household of faith. Paul writes letters to real churches in real places with real challenges. Jesus notices real people in front of him. A wedding celebration in Cana, a grieving family in Bethany, a Samaritan woman at a well, a tax collector in a tree, a mother in distress. Christian ministry is not abstract. Wedding officiant ministry is not abstract either. The bride and groom are embodied souls. They are not merely ceremony clients. They are whole persons before God, bringing spiritual, emotional, relational, physical, family, and community realities into the wedding process. Ministry Sciences helps us notice that every wedding has a setting. There are families, expectations, communication patterns, finances, venues, laws, timelines, church backgrounds, spiritual histories, and emotional pressures. If you do not know your field, those realities can overwhelm you. So begin with prayerful questions. Who is already asking me for help? What couples do I naturally understand? What community do I live in? What needs are not being served? What kind of ceremonies can I officiate with integrity? What ministry settings are open to me right now? Am I serving independently, through a local church, or through a soul center? What kind of follow-up can I realistically offer? Your first field does not have to be your forever field. Ministry can grow, but you need a faithful starting point. A clear field helps you build a clear practice. It helps you know what to say yes to, what to slow down, what to refer, and what to decline with grace. As you begin, do not ask, "How can I serve everyone?" Ask, "Who has God placed near me, and how can I serve them faithfully?" That question will help your wedding officiant practice become more than availability. It will become local ministry with prayer, clarity, and purpose.